Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton. I'm thrilled today with us we have John M. Crossman. John is recognized nationally as a writer and a speaker. While he is known for his work toward empowering and mentoring young professionals, he is currently also the CEO of his real estate firm, Crossman & Company, and he is also the author of the brand new bestseller, Career Killers, Career Builders. John, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be with you.
So, John, for people that haven't had a chance to get to know you yet, can you tell us a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose in life? Because you're doing some amazing, powerful things in business and amazing things with our youth.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, the background that really starts with my dad, and my dad was the Reverend Ken Crossman, and he was a pastor and civil rights leader. And going back to 1970 in the Sun Sentinel in Fort Lauderdale, he was named a community bridge builder for his ability to get people to work together from the black and white communities. And he really kept that nickname his entire professional career, of his ability to get different communities, people of different walks of life, to come together and work together to make great social change. In fact, before he died, the last thing he did was found a group called Bridge Builders. And as a side note, last year, Governor Rick Scott signed into law creating a bridge in Orlando named after my dad. So there's actually a bridge named after my dad, the Bridge Builder. So when I think about like what sort of comes from behind me, was growing up in a household where I saw my dad really stand up on really important issues. And some of the issues he stood up on, he got death threats for. I mean, I watched my dad stand up against the Klan. I watched my dad stand up against the mob on different issues. So it's really core to who we are. It's tribal. It's really core to our family, about really trying to focus in on really hard, important issues in our communities and trying to make a change for the betterment of everybody.
That is fantastic. And I know you work with a lot of millennials. And tell us a little bit about the work that you're doing with young people.
Well, you know, the background of that is that I for 20-plus years, I've been a guest lecturer at different colleges and universities across the country. And predominantly that work began in talking about real estate and about shopping centers, which is my main area. But, you know, about 8 years ago, I got asked to give a speech at a grad school, and I started doing research on trying to think of the things I could talk about that maybe weren't naturally being talked about. And that's where I landed on doing a speech called The Top 5 Ways to Get Fired and The Top 5 Ways to Keep from Being Fired. And what was funny was that became my most requested lecture. So even when I got asked to lecture in real estate programs or in retail programs or these sort of colleges, they didn't ask me to talk about shopping centers or real estate trends or things like that. They asked me to talk about careers and how to, like, build a career and how to prevent from losing a career. And it became so popular, I thought, well, this is really addressing a need or a concern or something that's not naturally being hit. And so when I did that speech after many times, I then took that speech, and that's what became the basis for the book.
Wow, that's so great. Really great. Tell us a little bit about that transition. What made you decide to go from all of these public appearances and, you know, in-demand speaking engagements to a place where you really wanted to inspire youth and people globally through writing?
Well, you know, what happened was is that, you know, oftentimes I would give the speech and I would have people come to me afterwards in tears. Or one-on-one, they'd email me, and they just say something very profound or really open up in some way. Recently, I gave a speech at a corporate event, and a woman messaged me privately and said that recently she'd lost a pregnancy and hadn't told anyone. and was suffering with that, and really the speech and the topic was able to encourage her to go to get some professional counseling and then deal with that really painful issue. So when I would have those things happen, a lot of times when I was talking about these issues, what hit me is I wanted to create the book as a tool, as a resource to help more people. That's really was the heart of it, is what can we do to more lean in and find opportunities to talk about deeper, tougher conversations, and then get people to deal with them and give them the tools how to deal with those tough times.
That is so great. Really, really powerful. So tell us a little bit about the book and what you hope people will take away from reading it.
Well, the big thing I would want them to know is that certainly success is a wonderful thing. And through the process of success, you have failures. And failures can be devastating and create problems. On the other hand, what a lot of people don't realize is success can create a lot of great problems. And people don't understand that. But the reality is, I think that many times if we interview people after they won the Super Bowl or won a Tony or won a Grammy or had a huge promotion in their life, the next thing was probably could be some levels of depression, because maybe after having that big accomplishment, in a lot of ways their life didn't change. So I think one of the first things is understanding that all of us in life will deal with really great tragic situations. That's part of the human existence. But we don't have to go through those experiences alone. And we can build up resources so that when we have those things happen to us, we know how to deal with them in healthy ways. One of my examples I always tell people is that if you were to play professional football, the chances of you getting injured in a season is about 100%. That's probably true of almost every major sport around the world, that if it's professional, you're going to get hurt at some point in time. And I always say to students, like, would you go play for a professional sports team if they didn't have any doctors? And the answer is, of course you wouldn't. You know, you'd have to know they have the right medical team. Well, the reality is, in all of our lives, we're going to have tragedy upon us. And to think that we're going to go through our life and not have the support teams for that is crazy. So to think about that in advance and think, well, what would that look like? Well, that would look like having access to professional counselors, having friends that we can really talk things through, having mentors who can help guide us. And so I want them to know in the book that there's hope. You don't have to go through tough times alone. You can build skill sets and resources so that you're able to deal with tough times, you're able to help other people through tough times, and you can make it through it.
That is so wonderful, really so wonderful and so needed in today's world. So give us some tips about just a few career builders and career killers.
Well, it's funny, on the career killer side, you know, one of the first ones I usually talk about is sex and drugs, which usually gets a lot of people's attention. But yeah, I think in some aspect of that, it's like, you know, on the drug side, it is really fascinating the drug usage we see in so many places and the deaths that that causes. And of course, a lot of times people are not aware of how rampant that is. And I think one of the times the bigger question is, where is it coming from? So talking about that, and that even if people are using a prescription med, where that can lead people and how dangerous that is. So opening up that conversation and letting people know, like, if you start to develop some sort of drug issue, again, you can seek help. There's resources out there. Another one, sex, it sounds sort of, you know, silly. When I first started writing the book, I had somebody complain about the book saying I was talking too much about sex. Well, right after the book came out, the Me Too movement started. So it seems like a simple thing to say, like, hey, don't sleep with your coworkers, especially when they're married to other people, right? That seems simple. But in reality, we still have some major problems in a lot of major corporations where there's all kinds of levels of sexual harassment, and it's just a really bad idea. And doing everything you can to talk about that, prevent those situations. So those are on the career killer side, things that are really dangerous, you know. On the builder side of it, well, that's where I talk about, you know, professional counseling. And you know, I was somebody that the thought of seeing a professional counselor felt like something weak people did. I was, a lot of my life, I thought that was for losers and cowards. And it really only took me going through my own personal experience of dealing with, I had clinical depression and going through professional counseling, that it truly saved my life, totally. And so I tell people all the time now, it's one of the best resources I have is going to see a professional counselor. So I always try to tell people, it's like, that is a career builder. You may never need it, but maybe for some point in time, most people don't have access to that. So just opening up that conversation of what that looks like is very key.
Yeah, I can see where that really would be, because so many people are kind of afraid of approaching that. Like, you know, it's a sign of weakness, and it's so great to support that as a tool to just help people through going through life. You know, it's kind of a normal service out there. You know, that's fabulous. So what's next on the horizon for John?
Oh, you know, I just want to keep trying to be a really good dad, you know, like I want to keep trying to be a good husband and keep trying to get better for myself. I think that as far as like me and the career advice what I'm doing, I really want to keep trying to do all I can to lean in on tough subjects. So, you know, recently I did an interview that was in the large newspaper in Paris about the Me Too movement. I recently was in an Associated Press article about mental health issues and employees and how to best address them. So I think when it's those kinds of topics, another one could be race, is really trying to find hard conversations that are somewhat awkward or painful to happen and try to create bridges for people to be able to talk about those and provide healing opportunities. And so wherever I can be a resource to that, that's where I want to be.
Oh, that is so great. The dialogue is so important, isn't it, where people feel they are open?
Yes, absolutely.
So, John, with all the work that you've done, you know, tremendous work in the world and now helping youth and writing books and so forth, if you would look at your life, and it may be a little early for this, but if you were to look at your life as a legacy, what would that look like for you when you consider the impact of your work on the world?
You know, what my hope would be is that I helped different people to encourage them to go on the paths that provided them the most healing. You know, we live in a very strange time where so many people seem to have the belief that if we disagree with each other, we need to destroy each other. Whereas I love the thought that, like, I love having people disagree with me because it makes me healthier and better, gives me better perspective. So I want to do all I can through all my words and my actions and the book and speaking to help give people tools so that they can have a healing and a healthier life. I used to be so focused on success, and now I find myself much more focused on significance. And that's a jump that has given me a lot more peace. I used to say this, and I think it's true, it's that like by the end of my life, I want to give everything away. I want to give all my money away, and I want to give all my ideas away. I want to give everything that I ever have and share it all with everybody that I can. So that's the hope.
That is so wonderful, really wonderful. John, it has been so great sharing time with you this afternoon. I always enjoy it when we do, and I'm so glad to be able to share your knowledge and wisdom with our listeners. If they would like to get in touch with you and learn more about what you're doing, is there a website where they could go?
You know, I would tell you, probably just best to just email me, and the email is jcrossman, J-C-R-O-S-S-M-A-N, @ Crossman Co., CrossmanCo.com. They'd be welcome to email me there. Then I'd be happy to answer any questions or any way I could be a resource. I'm glad to do so.
Fabulous. And I hope everyone will also look into your book, Career Killers, Career Builders, because it's on Amazon and all major book distributors, and it's fabulous. So thank you again, John, for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you so much.
And for all of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's MYBOOKMYBIZ.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.